Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The House Intelligence Committee will hear from a key witness next week, the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community, in what will essentially mark the beginning of impeachment hearings. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, conducted a preliminary investigation into a whistleblower complaint made public earlier this week.
The House Intelligence Committee will hold a closed-door briefing with Atkinson next Friday. His preliminary investigation found the whistleblower's allegations to be credible and urgent. Among those allegations, that President Trump asked the president of Ukraine to look into a political rival, Joe Biden, while at the same time blocking military aid and other funding from being delivered to the country. Trump insists he did nothing wrong. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the hearing will be critical to establish additional details, leads, and evidence. Meanwhile, over the next 2 weeks, House committees have scheduled depositions about President Trump and Ukraine with five State Department officials. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
There have been reports of sporadic violence as Afghans go to the polls to vote in presidential elections. Jennifer Glass reports from Kabul.
In central Kabul, early morning voter turnout appeared low. These elections have been threatened by the Taliban, and there have been a number of attacks on or near polling stations in at least six provinces. Some have caused a few injuries. More than 72,000 Afghan forces, along with tens of thousands more police, are protecting polling stations.
Jennifer Glass reporting from Kabul. The U.S. State Department is refusing to allow Iran's foreign minister to visit Iran's U.N. ambassador in the hospital unless Iran releases one of several American citizens it's detained. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is in New York for the U.N. General Assembly this week. He had sought permission to see Iran's U.N. ambassador, who's being treated at a New York hospital for cancer. The latest round of talks between the European Union and the U.K. has yielded no breakthrough on Brexit. Terry Schultz reports the head of the European Commission says if there is no deal by October 31st, the British government is to blame.
Time is running out, Ireland's foreign minister warned after inconclusive talks in Brussels, saying the British government has still not proposed a feasible alternative to the EU plan to avoid a hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland post-Brexit. Britain refuses the previously agreed contingency plan to temporarily keep EU rules in place on the Irish border until new trade arrangements are settled. Britain's Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay nonetheless insists his government wants an agreement.
There needs to be political will on both sides, and we're now approaching the moment of truth.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says if there's no deal, the responsibility lies on the British side alone. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR News. There are signs of slower economic growth, but Steve Beckner reports Federal Reserve officials are not showing any eagerness to cut interest rates further.
The Fed has twice cut the key federal funds rate a quarter point to guard against trade and other risks. President Trump has urged the independent central bank to slash rates further, but Fed officials seem to be in no hurry to do so. Even after Commerce Department reports showed softer business and consumer spending, the Fed board's Randall Quarles acknowledged global uncertainties, but called the economy quite solid. Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank President Patrick Harker predicts GDP growth above 2%, with unemployment staying below 4%. He said the Fed should hold firm on rates for now and watch how events play out. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Democrats in North Carolina filed a lawsuit yesterday claiming Republicans have drawn voting district maps in violation of the Constitution, designed to entrench Republican power. In last year's congressional elections, North Carolina Democrats won almost half the votes, but gained only three of the state's 13 seats in the House of Representatives. The North Carolina Republican Party says the lawsuit is an attempt to tie up the state in legal shenanigans. Longtime Congressman Jack Edwards died yesterday. His family said he had pancreatic cancer. The Republican represented Southwest Alabama for 20 years, serving under five presidents. Jack Edwards was 91. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.